2 of the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. We'll get back to the Penguins a little bit later in the show. Forward Aaron Asham is going to join us at 9 o'clock as well, so you don't want to miss that. But Jeff Reed apparently was contacted by two teams, one of which was the Cincinnati Bengals. He turned down offers. He said that he does not want to kick this weekend. He wants to take some time to survey the situation and make the best decision. He will get a job. Somebody will sign him. The Steelers will be on the hook for that money. I'm sure that they figured that was going to happen, so that's not going to be a surprise. And Sean Sweezum was in yesterday, and I don't know if you can judge anything from him speaking and some of the stuff that he said, but he seems confident. He seems like he's got a... If the Steelers are worried about mental issues, Sean Sweezum's a guy that is right up their alley because he doesn't seem to care about anything. He says, I don't think about a kick. If I make a kick or I miss a kick, who cares? But apparently a lot of teammates were affected by this, were upset about it, and reached out to him. And you heard the clip, whether it be facetious or not, from Mike Taylor before where he said, he gone. He was pouring out some Gatorade for him. So a lot of phone calls for Jeff Reed. So he did make an impact in that locker room and was not someone who was shoved out the door, at least by the guys who also were wearing the jerseys.
No, he helped him win 2 Super Bowls. He made a lot of clutch kicks. Was always available if any one of his teammates had a charitable function or needed him to be somewhere at some time. He was there. He supported all the other local teams. A big Pitt fan, both football and basketball. No, Jeff Reed will be missed. He was a good guy, was a great contributor while he was here. He just became someone that you couldn't depend on and someone that soured on the organization that he played for. You've been around people. Once they don't really care for the people that you work for, you're not really worth all that much. You're just bitter and angry all day long. And, that doesn't do anyone any good. And maybe the dispassionate Sweezum is what they do need. This guy just, he's going to show up and kick ball, get checked.
Well, Reed's been around for, this was his 9th season with the Steelers.
Right.
So he's been around for a while.
Yeah, but, kickers are different. Kickers don't necessarily fit in.
But he was a different kind of a kicker, too. I mean, everybody, like Paul just said, he was one of the guys. Kickers are different maybe by nature, so maybe that just he is. But in terms of being a teammate, he was much more of a teammate than I think a lot of kickers around the NFL are.
Greg Warren was probably Jeff Reed's best friend in that locker room. Daniel Sepulveda not far behind. And yesterday, our Steeler beat reporter John Burton caught up with the punter and asked him, what's it like with Jeff Reed gone?
It's different. We're going to miss him. His presence in the locker room is something that you couldn't miss. And, he knew how to have fun and he knew how to keep things light. In that respect, we're going to miss him. Great player. I learned a lot from him, especially right when I was coming in. How to be a professional, how to carry about your craft, and how to handle it day to day. Everything that I know essentially about kicking and kicking in the NFL, a lot of it I learned from him. Greatly appreciative of him in that vein. He'll be missed.
Seemed awfully frustrated these last number of days. Is that something you sensed? I mean, I know you guys are pretty close.
Yeah, I've been in a similar place as him. When things don't seem to be going your way, you just can't seem to turn the corner as far as, kicking. You don't necessarily feel comfortable or whatever it may be. It's frustrating. And, you got to push through those times. And, there's times when he's been there before and pushed through it. And there's times when I've been there before and he's encouraged me through it. And it's not a fun place to be, certainly. And you saw him kind of wearing that. My heart goes out to him in that way because I know exactly what that's like.
Talking with Dan Sepulveda, Steelers punter here on 93.7 The Fan. Does that just speak to, the nature of the NFL? What's happened over the last 24 hours?
Well, yeah, certainly a stark reminder of how this business works and the fact that it is a business. It's sobering in that way. I hate to see him go. I hate to see him go in this way. Like I said, my heart goes out to him, and we'll certainly miss him.
Maybe sometimes people just need a new start, huh?
I think so. I think it's going to be, hopefully it'll be good for him in the long run.
Daniel, thanks for the time.
Absolutely.